Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain another item. Paragraph Tezayin. V'zehu b'chinas ma'shevut mevorchim b'yoyim horishin shel Pesach tal. Now you'll understand also why on the first day of the holiday of Pesach, at Musaf, we bench tal. We say the special prayer for tal. Ki ha-tal einoi netzar. Because we know that tal, is never withheld. Hashem never this tal is not seasonal, that you have it sometimes you don't. Ki akshamim yordim b'schus emuna. We know that rain comes in the schus of emuna, kemavura b'tayonal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in this chapter 7 on Likutei Moharan. He quotes the Gemara, which shows us, the Gemara in Tainus, that rain comes on the merit of emuna. It says in Kriya Shema, right? You'll believe in Hashem and everything, then I'll give you rain. And pen yift, he shamru lechem pen yift elevavchem, v'sartem vatem lechem, you'll worship idols, v'otzaras ha-shamayim v'lo yemotur. Hashem will withhold the heavens and there'll be no rain. So rain comes b'schus emuna. U'kesheho emuna nevgemes chas v'shalom. And when the emuna is defective, shezeo b'chinas avoydezoro, which means we veer into idol worship, Azai netzar hamotor chasashon. Then the rain is withheld. Kama shekosu v'sartem v'avadatem l'kim acherim v'otzares ha-shamayim v'lo yiyah motor. Avol tal hu b'chinas oyer ho-emes sheyoyreit milamalo lo-oyer yeshenim u'lohokitz nirdomim. Whereas dew represents this great light that's not dependent on our actions. It's not measured by our faith or no faith. It's a light that comes from above. Hashem turns it on. It's that Oyer Ho'emes that Hashem beams down upon us to wake up those who are asleep and to wake up even those who are in a deep sleep. Nirdomim. Ki bechinas Pesach v'yitzies Mitzrayim hu bechol odom u bechol zman bechol shona v'shona. Because the concept of Pesach and the concept of the Jews going out of Mitzrayim relates to every single Jew in every generation at all times throughout the year. V'gam bechol yoyim v'yoyim yesh bechinas Pesach v'yitzies Mitzrayim. And every single day of the year, there's a concept of Pesach. There's a concept of Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'al kein tzrichim lahaskir Yitzias Mitzrayim b'chol yoyim. This is why we mention Yitzias Mitzrayim every single day. Kimo shekosav, as the pasuk says in Chumash, l'man tizkor atzim tzrichim Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. Every day of a Jew's life, he's remembering Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ki kol hirhur v'hisoiru so'el yoyim habo milamalo al kol odom b'chol yoyim v'yoyim. Zehu bechina sa'oro shel yitzias Mitzrayim. Because every single time, every day that a Jew receives a boost, a beam of light from Hashem, where Hashem gives him a charge to lift him up, to bring him close, that's a concept of yitzias Mitzrayim for that. That's the light of yitzias Mitzrayim, which is shehu he'ora elyoina sheloi badrogo koidem isarus l'tzatagro. This is an irregular light that's given to a person above his level without his preparing for it, without his doing anything to merit it or deserve it. Ki ze hadovar nase b'chol dor u'b'chol shono u'b'chol yoyim b'chlal u'b'frat. Because this concept takes place in every generation, every year, every day, on a universal level with Klal Yisrael, and each and every individual Jew experiences this. Ki Hashem Yisborach mesavev im ho'odom bekama siboyz lehachziroi b'tshuva lezakoysoi l'chayo el manitzchi. Because Hashem makes all kinds of circumstances, all kinds of things happen in a person's daily life in order to inspire the person, in order to reach out to the person to get him to do tshuva. V'haklal, ma she'Hashem Yisborach she'loyach al odom mitchilo hisoyrus ad she'maschil hisoyru b'tshuva v'leich b'darchei Hashem. Zeo b'chinas yitzias Mitzrayim shebo ha'ora melamala sheloi badroga b'li yisor stan karoi. The fact is, Rav Nosson Zal says, and the rule is, that this that Hashem sends a person, this inspiration, where the person starts waking up, you know, and starts making a move towards tshuva, that's a concept of yitzias Mitzrayim, where a light was sent from above in an irregular way, without any preparation on our side, V'chol zeh kedei sheyetze megalusa yakoshe. Why does Hashem do this? So that the person should be able to get out of his mess, get out of his exile. Aval achar kach, kishemas chelelech b'darach Hashem. But once the person gets out, and he starts being religious, he starts doing good things, achar kach noitlin mimenu ha'orazois. Hashem takes that light back. He removes it from the person. And Hashem lets the person walk by himself in a regular way, in an orderly fashion, from day to day, step by step. And now the person needs new encouragement, new strength to be able to do it. He was given that rescue. They threw him that rope that pulled him out. But they don't leave that rope in his hands. They're not connected Siamese. They take the rope back and say, have a nice day. We got you out of the mess. Now you're on your own. Or they give the car a boost, the example we gave in the previous year. And then they say, okay, now do what you need to do. V'alkein ein toikev ketchila sachasidus. And it's for this reason that there is no spiritual high for a Jew like when he first becomes religious, when he has that first, when Hashem beams that light on him. Machmas she'oz mislahev behislahav usgodol, machmas oyer hisoyru soelyo in shebolov. Because the person really gets turned on by that bright light that Hashem shined down upon him. Aval hoikerhu, but the main thing is, the most important thing is, that when that light is taken away from the person, that the person should get his act together and be prepared to go in the path of Hashem, to start serving Hashem day by day, step by step, trying to gradually grow and come close to Hashem, to grow in his Yiddishkeit. Ukemuva hamoshel b'shem ha-Baal Shem Tov zecher tzadok kadosh l'vorcha, as we have the famous parable that the Baal Shem Tov told, kemoi tinoik, kishemas leilech, the case, the example of a small child when it's first learning how to walk, shebetchilo moilich noisoi, first the parents hold on to both hands, right? One parent takes one hand, and slowly they pick the kid up, and the kid starts walking, and he feels like Superman. He can't believe this. Wow, he's taking steps. However, after a couple of rounds like that, where they've shown the child, look, you can do it, then they take one hand away, and then they take both hands away, and then the child has to realize from the hint, from what he was shown, you saw you were able to do it when somebody was holding on to you on both hands. That means you can do it even by yourself if you want, if you'll try hard. Shezehu inyan Pesach usfira soimer. This is the concept behind the holiday of Pesach and then the 49 days of the Omer that we count. Shebetchilo boho er melamalo. At first, Hashem sends a light from above, a heavenly inspiration, a gift, a freebie. Hashem takes the person by both hands and he walks with him. And the guy feels like Superman. Look at this. I'm a rabbi. I'm a tzaddik. Look at me. I'm flying. I'm doing unbelievable things. I'm feeling very spiritual. V'achar kach nistalik. Then Hashem takes the hands away. Hashem takes that light goes away. And the person has to be prepared to start walking by himself, slowly, step by step, until he'll be zecher to receive the next major light of Kedusha, which is the Kabbalah Satoira, which takes place at the end of that cycle, on the 50th day, on Shavuos. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, "V'gam b'yoyim echod b'yatzmoy nasa zois." And this whole cycle, don't think it takes 50 days. It happens within one day even at times. Ki b'chol yoyim v'yoyim boim hirhure tshuva afilu l'rishoim gemurim. Rav Nosson Zal says, every single Jew, everyone, even complete Rishoim receive beams of light sometime during the day. Hashem sends them an inspiration for tshuva. Ve'elu hirhurei tshuva v'his oirus elyon habo melamala b'chol yom v'yoyim shezel b'chinas ha'kruz ho'elyon dekoriz b'chol yom. This heavenly inspiration, these thoughts of tshuva, which come from heaven every single day, this is the concept of what the Zohar HaKadosh says, that there's a heavenly announcement that's made every day. Hashem cries out, return to me, come close to me. V'chol zehi he'oras yitzias Mitzrayim. This is all this concept of this light of yitzias Mitzrayim. Shebo ha'he'ora melamala, where the light came from above. Umi shezoich laham shechatzmoy lo'or ho'emes. And a person who's zoicha to turn to that light, to try to draw himself close to that light, yochoy liskois l'tshuva yideze. That can be a rope that he can grab onto, that can pull him in, that can bring him to tshuva. V'zeo b'chinas tal she'enoi netzar li'olam. This is the concept of the blessing of dew that Hashem sends all the time. It's never withheld. It's always available. Ki tal hu b'chinas sholosh oisiyos rishonos shel Hashem b'miloi she'olam tal k'yadua. Because tal, tes lamed, is 39, which is the numeric value of the first three letters of Hashem's name when you fill them out in a certain way. Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. He is He Aleph. Vav is Vav Aleph Vav. So Yud Vav Dalet is 20. He Aleph is 6. Vav Aleph Vav is 13. 20, 6 and 13 is 39, which is Tal. Shekulam klulim b'havov shel Hashem. Shehu b'chinas emes k'yadua. With those, the light of those three letters, Yud Kei Vav, is included in the Vav, which represents Emes, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah. Ki Emes Kolul Misholosh, Roish Toich Soif. Because we know that the word Emet is a combination of three. It's the letter Aleph, which is the beginning of the Aleph Beis. It's Mem, which is the middle letter of the Aleph Beis, and Tof, which is the last letter of the Aleph Beis. Shehein Bechinas Elu Gimeloisius, which also corresponds to the three letters Yud, Kei, Vav. There's a connection between them. Kemuvan Besforim, as is explained in Sifrei Kabbalah. Nimza Shetal Hu Bechinas Heoras Emes. So that therefore Tal represents Emes. When we speak about Yud Kei Vav Kei corresponding to the four legs of the throne of Hashem, they correspond to Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, David. So that the Vav is Yaakov, which is Emes, Titein Emes LiYaakov. And the Vav is Kolel, Yud and Kei. Yaakov Avinu is a combination of Avram and Yitzchok. That's all this light of Emes that we spoke about. That's this Tal. This Tal, which is always flowing, this Oyer Ho'emes of Hashem, which is constant. This is why there's a special tefillah for this Tal on the first day of Pesach. Because as we said, on that first day of Pesach, that's when Hashem shines this bright light of Emes without any initiative on our side in order to redeem us, in order to rescue us. This is why we draw that light through Tal, which is another form of this heavenly inspiration, something that comes from Hashem without any initiative from us. Ki afal pi she'achar yom rishon shel Pesach nistalek he'ora gdola zois, because even though we learned earlier that right after that first day of Pesach that light disappears, aval afal pi kein horashimu nishar, it doesn't disappear completely. Something remains from it. There's an imprint from that. Just like we mentioned many times, when you put oil, when you fill a bottle with oil, even after you spill out the oil, there's a film of oil that remains on the inside there. Ume horeshimu hazois yoreid hatal b'chol yoim. And it's from that imprint, from that residue, from that remainder, from that blast of light that comes on that first day of Pesach, The remainder of that is what gives us Tal throughout the other 364 days a year. Shehunimshach mebechinas heoro helyoino hayordes b'chol yoim. That's tied into this bright heavenly light that comes down every single day, lo'oire reshoim b'tshuva, to inspire the wicked people to do tshuva. Shezeo bechinas tal shel tchia. This is the concept of the do of tchia sanesim, of reviving the dead. Lahachyois mesim berachamim rabim. As we say in the Shemona Esrei, how is Hashem mechayim mesim? With incredible, tremendous rachmonis. Dahainu harishoim shebechayim kriya mesim. This is not talking about people who are physically dead. This is talking about people who are physically alive, but spiritually dead. They're called dead. Shashem yisborach mechayoisam alidei bechinas tal. Hashem awakens them and revives them through this tal, shu bechinas his oirus elyon, which is a heavenly inspiration. Vihirhure tshuva hayored aleim b'chol yoim, and these thoughts of tshuva that are sent down to them every single day from heaven, ad shesoif kol soif tzrichen lachzer b'tshuva begilgal zeh, oy begilgal acher. Till eventually, the guy gets the message, and either he does tshuva in this incarnation, or he comes back down again and he gets it the next time around, chas v'shalom. Ki Hashem yizborach yigmor es sheloi kirtzoinoi bevadoi. Because Hashem is definitely going to win. Hashem is definitely going to finish everything the way he wants to see it finished. V'yodoi al ho'elyoina le'olam. Hashem always comes out on top. Hashem never loses. He's always coming out on top. V'gam kol elu ha'hirurei tshuva einom nevodim shum echad mehem. And all of these thoughts of tshuva that Hashem is beaming down from above, none of them go lost. Afal pi she'einom zoich nadayin loshu b'tshuva shleima, even if the people that get those beams are not yet zoicha to do complete tshuva, to mamish become religious, shomer Shabbos and everything. Vafilu imacharkach mezgabar leim habaldover v'noiflam lamato yoyser v'yoyser. And even if this person who gets some kind of an inspiration, but then falls and gets worse, becomes more sinful and less religious than he was even before, afal pikein kol ma shenesoira mitchila lefomim eze ma'at ma'at. Whatever little bit of inspiration that person had, where he became religious for a couple of weeks, or he decided to do something, to make some kind of move towards Hashem, towards Yiddishkeit, einoi nevad li'olam. That's in the bank. That's in a safe. That never can be destroyed. That never goes lost. V'soif kol soif yeloi tikken al yedei zeh. And eventually, at some point, the person will, yes, get a tikkun through this. Al yidei hiskaptzus hirurei tshuva shehoyu lo lefamim mimei chayev, through a gathering up of the different moments in the person's life where he had an inspiration for tshuva. Al yidei hachesed hu elyon shel Hashem yizborach asher lo b'chol yoim tal shel tchias hameisim lantoisa l'tchia, through this incredible kindness of Hashem, that Hashem beamed down on the person every single day some of this dew of tchias hameisim, to try to push the person towards becoming alive. Bebchinas yichyu meisecha, as the pasuk says, those who are dead among you will come to life. Nevelosi yekumun hakitzuv ranu shech nevar. Those who are bechinas nevela, they're corpses, they will rise up, they'll wake up and sing, those who are lying in the dirt. Ki tal oirois talecha, because your light is a light of tal, of dew. V'alkein kovu birchas tal betchias ameisim. Now you'll understand also why we say morad hatol in the bracha of tchias ameisim, because that's the connection, what we just explained here. This tal is this light that Hashem beams down on people who are ameisim, people who are dead spiritually, to wake them up, to pick up, to inspire them, to give them a charge, to give them a boost. V'zeh hatal mevatel zu amas hanochosh. And this tal of kedusha destroys and eliminates the filth of the snake. Bechinas hanocha sheshiani, what the snake injected into Chava at that time. Shemishom nimshochim kol halametes malachos kiyadua. We know that as a result of Chava accepting the advice of the snake, Hashem gave the 39 curses at the time, 10 curses to the Marishoin, 10 to Chava, 10 to the snake, and 9 to the ground, to the earth, which resulted in the 39 malachas, the 39 acts of work, the struggle for parnasa that Jews have to go through. Kital hefech lametes malachos, kemudu rabbeinu b'simen yud aleph. Because we know that tal, the tal of tchias ha-mesim, this tal of kedusha, is the opposite of the lametes, the 39 curses, which represent the struggle for parnasa, the 39 acts of work.